Morning, Boker Tov, Tez Ahmed, and Araisa, Rosh Hashanah, Daf, Vav, Amnav. Learning Rosh Hashanah, Daf, Amnav. Let's pick it up again. I think we saw this last Gemara in Hamad Beis. Let's go back to the bottom of the A, towards the bottom of Hamad Beis. The Gemara brings the Pasuk of Ahayu Bechachet, Leib Bechachet. Let's go back to the second one in the line, around 10 lines off the bottom of the page. Vay Bechachet, Leib Bechachet. We said in the Braisa that there's a chet in you and not in your carbon. Right? The Pasuk says, that's the Pasuk, Vay Bechachet. And we darshim v'loy b'kabachet, meaning if a person's ever batacher, carbon remains kosher. He's ever an avera, but the carbon remains kosher. In fact, you're telling me that the carbon that was delayed does not become bustle. The source is from v'loy b'chachet, and not on the carbon. That's the source. M'dachayim nafka, we have a drasha from achayim b'taimun to the baisa. Achayim ha'imrim, yachli b'chashav ha'shnasav. You know, the pasuk says by b'char, it says, shana b'shana. And we darshan by Shana B'Shana that the halach is that the Bukhar has to be brought within its first year of existence. He's supposed to bring a Bukhar. So I would think, Yachab Be'e Bukhar Shabbashnasa Bukhar, that's out of the first year. I would think that Kipsul Mekdashim be Pasul, it should be a Kipsul Mekdashim, it should be Pasul, and it could no longer be brought as a carbon. Tamalei Mar, V'yachadal Fe'e Hashem Akecha, eat in front of Hashem Akecha, Maisa, V'gan Chetz Reishcha, V'tzrecha, U'v'chayris Bukharcha, V'tzenecha. So we darshan, Makish b'chor l'maiser. The pasuk bez b'chor l'maiser sheni. Ma maiser in nifsu b'shana chaver. We're going with the last more from the end of last time. Ma maiser or hamid bez towards the bottom. Ma maiser in nifsu b'shana chaver. Just like by maiser, it does become puzzle from one year to the next. Jump into Rashi. Dichsiv miktzei shal shanim. Rashi towards the bottom of the page. Third line from the bottom. Dichsiv miktzei shal shanim. You could, right, at the end of 3 years, even if you waited 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, it's fine. You can make it up. It doesn't become puzzle 1 year to the next. So too, af b'chor, we're saying, so we have a drasha that Bechar does not become possible 1 year to the next, and once Bechar, which is past its due date, past its year, it says Shana B'Shana, where we darsha from there, he's supposed to eat it in the first year, and it wasn't eaten in the first year, it doesn't become possible. So who had the no karbanas? Even if a person's over Bal Tacher, it wouldn't render the carbon bustle, so why do I need a separate drasha of V'haya B'chachet V'loy B'karbon Chet? That's Gemara's question. Answer the Gemara, Itzrich. I do need it. I would think Dafka by Bechar to Lav Bahar Tzohu. Dafka Bechar, which is not there for Hartzah. Hartzah means it's there for like a Kapara. Look at Rashi. Hartzah, Imla Kapara, Imla Deirin. Kapara or Fadirin. I mean, you have some Kaparas that brought for Kapara, outright Chait, Chatas, Asham. You have El Kaparas like an Eila, which by the way is also as a someone as a Kapara for a Bittim and Sase, but it's also called a Doron, it's like a gift. But that it's there to like make to is being brought as either a Kapara or a gift to try to make an appeasement to Hashem for Ritzi, for Hashem. Bechar, there's a mitzvah to bring it. Bechar, there's a mitzvah to being Bechar. It's not a chiv. It's not a chiv of ultimately the lashon of ritzoi ends up being associated with an idea of being kosher. If a car may have zrika and it's kosher, you have a ritzoi. So that lashon sometimes maybe it's misused, but could be used in connection even with the Bechar if it's kosher. But the point is, it's not being brought as a doron. It's not being brought as a kapara. It's a mitzvah Bechar. So I think over there, Dafka there, it's okay if it's late. It's not a reach anyway. But a carbon that's a reach, it's a problem. Therefore, we need our pasuk of Vahaya Bechachet. Vahaya Bechachet and not in the carbon. Says Gemara. Maybe they won't get the Hartza if they're being brought late. Kamash Milan, that even on the Kachim are good. How do we know that? From Vahaya Bechachet. Asks the. Typically, the Gemara would ask the question itself over here, and the Achorinim will go into why it doesn't, but we'll just point out the question that normally we go and say, what about the other way? So just say Hay B'chachet, which includes even Karbanos that are B'nei Hartza, being late is not a problem, and on Obechar. Who needed that comparison, the Hekesh of Bechar to Maisa? The simple answer would be this other Limudim in the Hekesh of Bechar to Maisa Sheni, not just this Limud of not being a problem of being late. There's a Limudim, that's what we need it for. But again, the Gemara over here doesn't even go through the exercise of following up. Why don't we just have our Pasuk by Bechet and not that Pasuk? It only answers why we have our Pasuk. Okay, says the Gemara. The Akati, still top of Avmalf, Midvin Azai. We should be able to learn this din that a carbon that's past its time, that's too late. Past its time, meaning the person was about to acher. It does not become possible, the carbon itself. Learn from Ben Azai. Why? The time went to the Bryce Ben Azai Emer. This is talking about by Pigel. The pasuk says, Lei Ratza, Hamakrev, Isay Lei Chashav. It talks about a person is Mefagel, carbon, has a mind, that he's going to do Zrika, or Haktara, or Achila of the carbon on the wrong day. The lach of there is the carbon's pasuk. So now, what do we dash for the word Isay? What's Isay adding? It. Lefishinemar, because it says Eisach Hashalmai. Of course, the pasuk says the Isser of our Isser that we've been discussing the past couple of Baal Tachar. We have this about Tachar Hashalmai. Shemayan Yaf Machar Nidrei, Babay Ratza. I would think that a person is Machar his Neder, he's over Babay Ratza, meaning the carbon won't be accepted at all, and it's possible perhaps. Tamalemar Eisai. Therefore, says Eisai, we dash that by Pigal, Eisai Balay Ratza. A carbon that's pickle is considered layer rutz, not going to be accepted. Ve'machanidrei, that comes to exclude one who delays his nether, that what? Belayer rutz, that won't be included in belayer rutz, that will be accepted. So we have another source that a carbon that's delayed is accepted. So who needs our pasuk of ayyab chachet? Mar says, you're right. That's the source. The source that Le Zachar does pass the carbon is that pasuk over there by pickle. Aysai. Ella b'chachet. Don't say b'chachet filet b'karbon chachet. We don't need it for that. Rather, darshan b'chachet filet b'ishchachet. The chait for delaying a carbon is, for delaying a nether, is on the person himself, the man himself, and not on his wife. What do you mean? Sagat HaChemin, I would have thought, I'm a Rebbe Echanan. Vitaim, as I'm saying, as Rebbe Lazar, who says, as Einishtei she'adam mesa elam kem revakshim emen amam avein lai. A person's wife only dies if they demand from him money. The Rashi elsewhere explains that means why they're demanding for money. They demand for money that he owes because he stole. Rashi Tzvachim explains, we're talking about jump to Taisus. Pseperk Shani, Tzvachim, second Taisus. Pseperk Shani, Tzvachim, Pishma Kutchers, Mammon Shal Gezel. The fellow stole money, they're demanding from him to pay it back, and he's not paying it back. That's the case where the wife dies. So in that case, when they demand for money and he doesn't pay it, the wife dies. So, Shinemar, like the Pasukim says, in Mishlei. Pasuk Mishlei says, "Im ein lechol shalim, lama, yikav mishkavcha mitartecha." If you don't want to pay, why should your mishkavcha, why should your bed be taken from under you? Attached to me, why should your wife be taken? So I would think that since we have a concept of a person owes money, he's not paying it, his wife is taken. So Ema maybe also for delaying the payment, delaying the completing the fulfillment of his vow. Also, in by oven baldachin amish demesa to this aver. Also, the wife dies. Kamash balan that we don't say that. Now, the truth is, if you go right to that Taisus, Taisus brings that Rashi says it's a vart of gezel. Avol nira Taisus learns. You know we're talking about that mevakshim ben a mammon and he doesn't have to marry ben neder. We're talking about neder like we learned in Shabbos, and this is really a kashan our gemara about him. In time you learned the Shabbos says Taisus. Rashi says by oven adarim meisishtei for the oven adarim his wife dies. So, Pei says we're referring to Nadarm Taka. We're referring to Nadarm, not if they're coming to Bat Gezel. It's our sugya. We're referring to Nadarm, and we're saying that if you don't pay, then the wife's not going to die. But here we're saying the wife is. I'm sorry, we have the Gemara and Shabbos saying very clearly, why does the wife die? Because the guy doesn't repay his Nadarm. Here we're saying that she won't be taken, meaning you would have thought she would be, because it says this idea of Avad Nadarm Mishta Bei. Say, Kamash Manat. Which one is it?
One is when he plans on it, but he's delayed. And one
very good. So answer Taisus. Taisus addressed the question. Taisus says, "Hadar shachah v'acha v'chachet v'mishachet mari b'mishalim achar kach el she'aver baltacher." Right, similar to what you were saying, Yossel, that when he doesn't pay, then he's over. Mamish doesn't pay b'chal, then the wife never gets taken. But when he pays, he just pays late. That's what we mean to say. We're coming to exclude our case. If he's simply paying late, the wife's not taken. So that's the big question. So how do we determine that? What does that mean when he doesn't pay? His whole life, till he dies, he's just being over about tachar, but he's not paying. So the Tzuri Evan addresses your question. And Tzuri Evan answers that as long as he doesn't make up in his mind that he's not going to pay, it's in the get of Baal Tachar. So I can say he didn't fill the. If he says in his mind, I'm not doing that vow. I've done enough. I can't do that vow. I'm not doing it. Once he decides he's not doing it, that's when the problem comes. That's when the issue comes. But, or, to having his other option. What if the nether was he's going to do this by this and this date? So it's no longer Baal Tachar anymore. He blew the nether. He didn't do it by that date. So if he puts in a fixed date, then he could be over mamish, and then you get the Gemara and Shabbos of the Ambeis of Chalila Ishta Meisai. But our Gemara of Baal Tachar of being delayed is either if it wasn't a fixed date or if he hasn't made up his mind, he's not going to pay. Now, the Rashba addresses the question as well, and the Rashba says that, I mean, because another way to understand the question, it's really what he's saying is, our Gemara is saying that for Baal Tachar, she's not going to die, and the Gemara there is saying, Bafay Nadar Mishta Meisai, sounds like she will die. Taisa learns Kufa, the Gemara is complimenting one another, but Taisa himself addressed that is kind of a kasha. So the Rashba says, what it means is that Kolzman, that she has, the husband hasn't filled the nether, she's taka in danger. The husband hasn't filled the nether, she's taka in danger, like the Mar and Shabbos. Ah, Yagamara says, if a Baal Tachar, she won't be nifter. Yeah. once the husband fulfills the neder, the fact that he was over bal tachar and it took him so long will not be held against him / her going forward, and then she's safe. That's all it means. So our Gemara is saying, the Gemara Shabbat is saying, because my husband didn't fill the neder, the wife's at risk. And our Gemara is saying, but for bal tachar she's at risk. Meaning, let's say if he fills the neder, but it was after 6 yom tovim, he blew it inside bal tachar. So what? He can't fix that. But it won't. She's no longer risked. Once the neder is complete, the bal tachar element will not be enough. The tachar caused by the neder is not fulfilled. Now if the bal tachar she would be at risk, which is a little more. I don't want to start weighing in between the Tirevin and the Rashba, right? The Tirevin's Achmei, you knew about this Rashba, right? Tirevin Shagzari. But the Tirevin's chap, one of his pratim is, we said that only when you make up your mind not to do the neder, that's when the wife dies. Which is tachar shrek lazach to make up your mind not to do the neder. But the Rashba is being more machmer in general, but it's more understandable in concept. Rashba saying no. He didn't fill the nether, the wife is at risk. But it just means, Baltacher, once the nether is fulfilled, the fact is Baltacher is not enough to make a problem. But as long as the nether is not fulfilled, then it's not at risk. It's certainly a more simple approach. Now, what is this idea that the wife's dying for the husband's lack of filling his nether? What's going on over here? So the Chushikam brings up here that Avadu was talking about Isha that she herself was deserving death. If she herself is. So Rashi, we learned, we're talking about case of Gzela, she ate it in the Gzela. Still, so why is she dying, not him? But she ate it, she helped in the Gzela, so she's not innocent. But the Cheshikhamim takes a step further and says, we're talking about Isha, without getting into specifics of what she did, maybe she did something totally different. Maybe she was Mazana. She is deserving of Misa. Narvas, she has a protection that husband pledged Taka, and if he gets Taka, it's going to save her. If he doesn't honor the vow, so it's upshot, she's being punished, she's being killed because he didn't honor his vow. She's losing the lifeline that he was essentially giving her, staka, tatzil, mimavis. He was giving her, or staka, or any other pledge, you know, hekdish, is tatzil, mimavis. So his lifeline that he was throwing her, the lifeboat that he gave her, is sinking because he's not fulfilling his pledge. But not the pshat that she's being killed. And the truth is, if I remember correctly, Rabbi Chanan Basman Zatzal, there's a beautiful piece, mamish along these lines. I think it's in the pasuk on the Gemara Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis, together with again Avayin Nedar Mishta Mesa, and together with the pasuk in Azinu, Kel Amun Vein Avel. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Kel Amun and he doesn't do Avlos. Of course, there's Avlos. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mean there's Avlos. So the answer is that a regular judge, if something happens to someone, so if Reuven, let's say, is Chayev Misa, it's going to make his wife a widow, it's going to make his children orphans, but the judge can only do what he can do. He's got to take care of Reuven. Reuven's deserving. Reuven should have thought of that. Reuven's problem. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he judges the world, everything goes together, which means if Reuven's children aren't deserving to be an orphan and Reuven's wife isn't deserving to be a widow, that somehow Reuven will be saved and won't be killed. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the perfect judge. Vein Avel. And Avel won't even come out, even though you're not doing judgment wrong, Avel's going to come out. And if I'm not making this up, the connection is over there to this din. How could that be? How could it be? She's dying for his Aver Teretz. No! She was supposed to die. Her din was to die. But how is this guy supposed to be a widower? He's not deserving of being a widower. He doesn't pass for it to be missing his wife. So that's why she's being saved. But for some reason, not so much what we're saying, like we're saying with the Chachamim, that the Stagatatsa Mamavas, that was saving her, but a similar idea. But if for some reason he doesn't give him Dharam, then now he also has put himself in the matzah where he is, unfortunately, open to becoming a widower, and therefore she no longer gets saved. But Avada, she's not dying because of this. It's a big saying. We discussed it elsewhere as well. The other sigis, but that's the basic idea. Okay, says more further. So we're coming out now that we had another taish in B'chachet. B'chachet means not in you, not in the wife, meaning the wife won't be punished for bal tachar. Again, either means post facto, once the net is fulfilled, she won't be punished, but if until it's fulfilled, you have the issue of Vavayinadarim Ishtamesa. Or we're saying, no. It means that if he makes up his mind not to do the nether, she's punished, but bal tachar alone, even before he fulfills the nether, for bal tachar alone, she won't be punished. Taraba. Now we have a brayso discussing the ideas of fulfilling one's vows. That which comes out of your mouth, you have to keep. That's an asay to fulfill one's pledges. Tishmar, so that's a lisei about not keeping one's pledges. Vasisa, as well as Bezdin Shesucha, that's a warning for Bezdin to force the person to pay up their vows. Kashir Nadarta, that means the pasuk talking about Zaneder. Lasham Bekecha, Eilu Chatas Vasham is Eilu Shlamim, that comes to include Chatas Asham Eilu Shlamim. Nidava, Kemeshmai, it comes to include Nidava. And lastly, actually, two more points. Ashadibarta, Eilu Kachmati Gabayas. She's about to come to include Kachem of the Gabayas, the Pichas with Starka. This is what I mixed up before about Pasuk Yishaya. If you jump into the Y lines Taisvus, it's a five word, four word Taisvus. Taisvus says, Pichas with Starka. Why is it Pichas with Starka? I mean, the word Pichas is extra because obviously these are net is being pledged with the mouth. But what is, why is it for Starka? Because Pasuk Yishaya says, Yatsem, Dechsiv, Yatsem, Epit, Starka. The Pasuk Yishaya connects the word Starka with one's mouth. Okay, so we say this Pasuk means, Ficha means Starka. Fine. So we have all these things being learned from the Pasuk that one has to keep up their pledges. Amamar. You tell me this is a say to keep one's pledges. We already know this. Normally, we quoted this pasuk earlier. Because the pasuk, you should come there and bring your karbanas. That's an assay to fulfill your pledges. Next, tishmer. It was leisay. There's leisay against to neglect fulfilling one's pledges. Normally, who needs it? That's a famous pasuk, and we've discussed the past few days of the Isser of Baal Tachar. So that's so we have the assays ready. Written somewhere else. The laces were written somewhere else. Vasisa, and thirdly, that as we say, it's Azar lebezin shesucha, it's Azar for bezin to enforce it, make sure the person pays up his vows. Lamali, Miki Yaakov Eisenach, we learn from Yaakov Eisenach, the Tanan, where do you see Yaakov Eisai? Where do we see that we force him? The Tanan, the Tanya. Yaakov Eisai, Malamich Kaifan Eisai, we teach us how we force a person to fulfill his karbanas that he pledged. Yaakov Bakar Chavi, think Mamish force him against his will, Tabla Mert Sinai. Can't Mamish force him against his will, so you do it Lert Sinai. You're forcing him Lert Sinai, what does that mean? Famous Gemara. Okay, it's not very good. You force him to his right sani. What does that mean? Famous Rambam. What that means is that we force him till he says right sani, meaning deep down in the recesses of everyone's heart, they want to do the right thing. It's just on the outside that he's coming up with issues. He's delaying. He's trying to not do it. You force him till he connects, and he says the word right sani. He takes to say right sani. Right sani is I don't want my arm twisted further. I don't want to be, you know, be strong arm further, doesn't really want to, says Rambam, no, yes, he does. He really does want to. He wants to do what's right. So we're connecting his deeper inner Ratzon with his deeper of what I want, and we say that's good enough. Okay. Bottom line is, we have a problem that we have all three of these things, that say, let's say, and the Kaifin we already have elsewhere. Why do we need it over here? Says Gemara. Gemara now answers. Chadam of the Afresh. One set of psukim is coming to talk about a case where a person made the pledge and didn't yet even designate the animal for the carbon. One case is telling us these lav, let's say that say, and the fourth thing where he was mafresh, he just didn't bring it. Two different steps. One is the guy makes a pledge, but it doesn't even set aside anything to fill the pledge. One is he set aside to fill the pledge, and he hasn't actually brought it. And each one carries its own chiddush. Says Gemara v'tzricha, I need both. If you tell me a case where he made the declaration, but he didn't actually, wasn't mafresh anything, I would say because he said a vow, and he wasn't mekaymet by separating anything to fulfill the vow. Avel afresh la'akrev. Once he's already was mafresh, and that's over there, we have all these dinim. But when he's mafresh it already, he just didn't bring it. Yes, it's not nice that he's letting his oil lag and sit around. But he made a pledge and he set aside. So the Eila is there. The Eila exists. Hektish owns an Eila. The Beis Mishnah owns an Eila. Yeah, you just didn't bring it yet. We're not saying that's a good thing. But I would think maybe the Surim, the Lav, the Leisa say, the forcing is only to get him to, you know, to actually commit, really commit to fulfill his words by setting aside that carbon, setting aside that Staka, setting aside what he pledges he's going to do. Maybe Dafka. With that, maybe Dafka over there, we're concerned. But once he set it aside, we're not as concerned. Kamash Bond, that all these are apply, even when he set it aside. One second, let's finish the Gemara. It says Gemara on the flip side. Tzvicha, so I need that way. Vyashbin, if you go the other way, Afresh Lakav, if you tell me a case where he was Mafresh and he didn't yet bring it, I would have said to Kamash Le Gabay, because that's a more grievous act. He's holding back Kachim that's already set aside and it's ready meant to be brought and he's holding it back. That's a big problem. Or stock or whatever it may be. Aval, Amar for the Afresh. But if you simply made a declaration, didn't bring it yet, Ema Dibur Le Klimu. It's just words. Meaning, yes, a person which fulfills words, it's a nice thing. Might be Sefer Dishmar. But maybe we, what?
It's not a Neder.
Yeah, but we're clearing with in Neder. We're clearing with a Neder. Ema Dibur Le Klimu, Tzvicha. I would say that's less consequential. Meaning, when we talk about Neder, you're coming after the fact. When we talk about Neder, and we say, where's there a Lav for not fulfilling your Neder? We mean, the Lav is when I not just said the words, I actually did an act to set aside the carbon, and now I'm not bringing it? That's a problem. But just, you know, deeper Balma, again, you're coming post facto. You're not thinking. You come post facto. Right? You know that a neder is when I say my words, it means my words alone are something, and there's a lav, and there's not say. The Gemara is saying if I only had one pasuk, I would interpret it to me.
I wouldn't know that neder is.
Correct. Correct. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. I would have thought that if there's one lav, the lav is for a case where I set it aside already, and I'm just not bringing it. But if I didn't bring it, set it aside, just my words alone, it's not after mechayev me lavs that I'm saying. Yes, it's a nice thing to keep your wishes. Okay. Let's go weiter, because the Mar is going to ask, I think, where you're going. Ask the Mar, Mimas Amrit, the Amr, Levatfish. Are we talking about, actually, the Mar is talking about Kabbalahs. But I mean, the Mar is going to get to stuck with soon. But Mimas Amrit, the Amr, Levatfish. Can we say we're talking about a case? We're saying, when you psukim, one pasuk for a case where a guy pledged and was a mafresh, yeah? And one set of psukim is for a case where the guy was mafresh and is not bringing it, and I need both. Ask the Gemara. We was Amrit, Damar Vlafish. Could we say that one of the kids we're talking about where he was made the decoration, but he has been Mafish? But think about it. One of the cases of the Psukim was Nadava. And by let's speak it out so then we'll say it inside. And by definition, what's a Nadava? What's the chilik between a Neder and a Nadava? Neder is Hari Alai. Come on, the ton of Kaspe, it's on his shoulders. Hari Alai. So he just has to go now. So that's our classic. It fits the price beautifully. It fits the Gemara's explanation beautifully. What's Nadava? Nadava is Hari Zu Ayla. Nadava is, it's not on me. It's on me to bring it. I'm not about tachav when I bring it. But this animal is an ayla. It's not on me to bring an ayla. This animal is an ayla. By definition, every nedav was already set aside. What's the two madregas of amar v'leafresh? What's the madrega of declaration? And I'll be mafresh by nedava. The fact that it's a nedava, by definition, means it was already set aside. Ask the Gemara. But amar v'nedava k'siv, and nedava is written in the, both these psukim. You have nedava there. Today we learned the Mishnah. Ezi neder. What's the neder? Hamar reizu ayla. Hare alaya. Key difference. What's an neder when the guy says, Aray Alay Ayla, it's on me to bring Ayla. Vezi Nadava, where he says, Haimer Aray Zu Ayla, that is the Nadava. We said, this is the Nadava. And what's the chilek between the two? Famous. Mabin Nadava, Neder Mason and Nigra of Chaybach Rusay, Nadava Mason and Nigra in Chaybach Rusay. A neder if it dies, let's say a neder, the guy sets aside an animal for his neder, and the animal dies, he still has to bring an animal because he said, it's on me to bring an Ayla until the Ayla is brought. He hasn't filled his pledge. He set aside an animal, not good enough. Nadava, if the animal he set aside dies, he only said, this is an ayla. He said, this is an ayla. He didn't say, it's on me an ayla. It was not like Tana, Kaspeit, the Marzlashin, made based in Jas. He didn't take the Achrayas on his shoulders. He just said, again, there isn't Achrayas to bring it off the Baltachar. But the point is, he just said, this is an Nadava. And therefore, if it gets lost, stolen, died, ain't Chai Bechirusa. But the point is that Nadava, by definition, was already set aside. So what are you saying? Amar v'leafresh. What's the case? How could you find the case of a nedava that wasn't designated? Amar Rava, mishkachas l'gayin to Amar, harei alai ayla, amanas she'ene chai v'chriyusa. The main chilek between neder and nedava, it's like a little bit of a dray, but it's a lam d'shechav. The main chilek between neder and nedava is whether the guy's chai v'chriyus. That's the main chilek. Not the harei alai, the reizu. The way it comes about is harei alai is a chiv on me. Hareizu is an inherently kedusha in the animal. But well, and therefore, it's not a chiv in me. But the main chiluk is one I'm a chiv and one I'm not a chiv. So if a guy says lashon of a real lie, a manas that I don't got to replace if something happens to it, that's really a form of nedava, with in a case with like neder that he hasn't set it aside yet. So you have a case of nedava he hasn't set it aside. That could be that case. Okay, let's see two more lines, and we have a couple points to speak out afterwards. V'ficha zut staka, we said in your mouth there are first two staka. Amravet staka mechayv le'alter. When you talk about batacher, normally you have one regal, two regal, three regal in order, right? The peshitas. Rava says by staka you chayv right away. My taima takayv aniim. There's aniim right here that needs staka. You're not giving it, right? It's a very scary thing. Person pledged staka for poor people, chayv right away. First, you point out avad if he says. It clearly, or we understand, he has a mind when he pledges tzedakah. I'm happy to give tzedakah when I get to it in a week. So then it's built the pledge already. Then it'll be okay, which is that'll be the eitzah. But if he has tzedakah money sitting here and there's poor people here that need food and he doesn't give it to them, that's doesn't mean he has to give all his poor money to one poor person. But that's ready. That would be considered baltacher. Pshita, what's the chiddush? Marhos is so pashut. It's even the chiddush. They don't have three regalim. Mal tevi kivin debini the kabbarnas tiva. Since the story of baltacher, the lav of baltacher is written by kabbarnas, even though we're applying it to stuck, but it's written by kabbarnas. So ad avdi shalosh regalim until you pass by shalosh regalim kabbarnas kamash kulan husband tli rachem regalim over there by kabbarnas the Torah was telling in regalim and therefore you have three regalim. Av hachalai tashlicha neim over here not because of aniim. You know we'll have to speak out more about that aniim tomorrow. But let's quickly speak out one point on the prior gemara. We said the Bezin forces in a case where he's not bringing his kabbanos. That was one of the three things. One is there's a say to not to delay, there's a lay say not to delay, and Bezin forced him to fulfill his pledges. Ask Tosfos. The Gemara Chulin says that Bezin doesn't force on anything which has Gemara Chulin Daf Kuf Yud. Beis Din doesn't force on anything that has Matan Schar B'Tzidei. If the Pasuk writes what the Matan Schar is, so Beis Din doesn't force on such a matter. We know that by Tzedakah, there's Schar written about Tzedakah. One gives Tzedakah, there's Schar written about giving Tzedakah. Tzedakah, some of us, another Schar written. So how could Beis Din force about giving Tzedakah? Schar Shtar. What? Very good. I have like six truths here. I've written down. I don't think any of them is that. That's a nice chav. That's cool. Nefesh. Okay. So there's Rabbeinu Tam over there says that there's a difference between physical forcing and verbal forcing. You don't force physically for a mitzvah that's matan schar b'tzidei. If the matan schar is written there, that's part of the klal. A mitzvah with matan schar is written, we don't force. Torah wrote the schar writing, we don't force. Either he does or doesn't do it, we don't force. That's a physical force. But a verbal force, that will still do. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Cover so it can be physical. Yeah, physical. If a city accepts upon themselves that we're going to force even something with Mansachas Basida, then if that's like the Minigam Makkah, that's the city, the president of the city said that over here we're enforcing this, then we can enforce it even if it's Mansachas Basida. That's the second time to bring the time. The Reese says that there's a Leisa say, not to be stingy, not to hold back from Tzedakah. So Beis Din doesn't force a mitzvah say with a schar is betzida, we don't force. But a mitzvah leisa say, that we force even if it's a mitzvah is betzida. The next is, the Ritzvah says that Beis Din is not mechuyev to force. Beis Din is not mechuyev to force with a mitzvah is betzida. But Beis Din is allowed to force. It just meant when we say Beis Din doesn't force, it means Beis Din doesn't have the obligation to force. But Beis Din is allowed to force. That is teres number four. Teres number five, Mechassimah says, Tzedakah, it doesn't always say Matan Schar by Tzedakah. Many places references giving Tzedakah, and only in only a few places does it say the Schar for giving Tzedakah. Matan Schar B'Tzidei means that wherever it references this mitzvah, it references the Schar. Since it doesn't reference every time, that's not called Matan Schar B'Tzidei, and therefore it's still part of the, it still can be included in the idea of Beis Din forcing. And the sixth teretz we're going to say is from Reb Chaim, the Biskur Rav, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Biskur's father, Natsal. He suggests that Tzedakah is be'etzem an obligation on Beis Din. It's not so much obligation, it's the people are the ones that carry it out. But it's similar to what he said about a city taking upon themselves, along those lines, Beis Din's the one that has to oversee that the people in their community have what they eat, they have food, they have what they need. Since it's an obligation on Beis Din, so when do we say you don't get involved? You don't force a person to fulfill his personal mitzvah saseh. If there's Matan Schar B'Tzidei, you don't force it. But if it's a obligation, it's an obligation on the tzibur, on Beis Din. So yes, it relates to naseh. But essentially what the answer is, it's not even so much that you're forcing a person to be kind of his naseh, you're forcing him to give tzedakah because Beis Din has an obligation to make sure tzedakah is given. So it's not, maybe they're utilizing naseh, so to speak. That's their right to force the person, but it's not because they're enforcing the say as much as they're enforcing the obligations. And therefore, it's not a problem. Okay, we'll pause over here.